This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 15% of U.S. households owed medical debt in 2021. What does that debt look like? Well, for 6% of adults, it's more than $1,000. For 1% of adults, which is actually 3 million people, their medical debt is more than $10,000. So it is not hard to see then that medical debt is the leading cause of personal bankruptcy in the country. Last week, Marketplace held a discussion in front of a live audience at St. Paul, Minnesota, focused on the issue. Health economist at the University of Minnesota, Jennifer Schultz, and host of Minnesota Public Radio's NPR News, Angela Davis, joined my Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio on stage. Here's Angela.
The talk show that I host, many of you may know, we are able to open the phone lines and take phone calls live while we're on the air from our listeners. Ever since the pandemic, people have just been openly sharing their emotions and their pain. And I was just shocked by how much pain people are in. Also, the shame and guilt that came along with the medical debt. Because think about it. I mean, the reason you have medical debt is that you're in pain, right? You fell, you have a disease, you had to have a surgery. Listener called in, you know, you think about the reasons why people have medical debt. She'd been the victim of a violent assault and suffered a brain injury and also damage to her visual cortex, so she couldn't see very well. So she was describing, I'm getting all these bills. I don't understand the bills. I don't even know how to call to get help. I don't know what to do. It's just another example of just the despair that people have and how they're suffering in silence because they don't know what to do or how to approach something. It just doesn't make any sense.
Let's actually play one of the callers to Angela's show.
I live in a house that is not mine. It would be, say, for $28,000 in debt that my partner owed when she left this world. She had cancer. I myself am disabled, and there's this debt against this house. I'm unable. Now I'm running out of cash of my own, but there's not even any way I can sell the house because it's not mine. I don't know what to do.
Despair.
In terrible despair. Now, people here in the room also kindly submitted questions to us. Rebecca, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Why aren't we investing into investigating universal single-payer health care?
Well, on paper, it just makes a lot of sense that we put everybody into the same pool and we average out the costs among everybody.
But one of the devil in the details pieces of it is it means some procedures will be considered essential and will be covered by the government, but not everything.
Well, I think we can negotiate prices with the drugs under a single payer, just like the VA system. And we see they get a lot more reasonable prices. But people have different ideas, and there's a lot of myths out there what single payer actually is. It doesn't mean that government owns all of our providers or hospitals. It just means that we're all in the same insurance pool, and we have more leverage that way.
That was from Marketplace's live event last week, Health and Wealth, Why Americans Are Drowning in Medical Debt. You can find video of the full conversation on YouTube. Just look up Marketplace APM and Health and Wealth. It's on our website too, marketplace.org/healthwealth.